Well, Mr. Brady, it's finally happened. The 5-week vacation has finally ended, and looks like Congress will go back to work for the American people. What's on the agenda?
Clearly nothing important, at least nothing important to real people and middle class taxpayers. Congress has scheduled two votes, one that would create a new federal program called No Child Left Inside, which is an environmental education program, $24 million, even though we already have those programs in the government, and another one to designate a trout river in Vermont as a scenic river. We're not voting on energy, on exploring more in deep ocean waters in the Arctic Reserve. And we're not voting on key economic issues like creating jobs. We're not voting to lower grocery bills, to lower college education costs, to do really anything that's critical to our economy or to middle class taxpayers. And it's very frustrating. What we want, first off, we want Nancy Pelosi to give us an up or down vote on exploring for more energy. That would send a huge signal. That's what America wants. And Congress has been on a 5-week vacation it didn't deserve.
Now, some congressmen, yourself included, did go back up there and talk to the empty chamber, trying to get the point across. Do you think she listened?
You know, I hope so. The American public is sure listening. And the American public supports more energy here in America, because if we use less energy, conserve more, we find more sources here in America, both renewables and traditional energy, that's the affordable bridge to the future. But again, Nancy Pelosi has just been adamant about it. And now we hear she may allow a vote, but it will be on a poison pill that won't do anything. And so, again, I think the American public in this democracy, the little guy is just not being heard in Washington, at least in the Speaker's office.
And while they're paying these very high prices at the pump, there's word now that there might not be enough funding for the roadways that they need to drive on.
Well, this is breaking news. The Department of Transportation announced over the weekend that the Highway Trust Fund is just disappearing at a much faster rate than anyone believed. The House has moved to transfer $8 billion from the general revenue to the Highway Trust Fund so that we can keep building our roads, making them more safe, finish the construction projects we've already got in place. Now we need the Senate to act to do that transfer, and then Congress next year needs to sit down with the president and find a long-term way we finance our mobility, our transportation, our infrastructure, because in states like us, fast-growing regions like ours, that mobility is just critical.
Coming off a 5-week vacation, is this going to be a very long session?
What we fear is that this Congress is going to adjourn at the end of September. It will be, at that point, not only the most unpopular Congress in history, it will be the least productive, the most do-nothing Congress in anyone's memory. In a time when deficits are going up, when we are at war, when gas prices and fuel prices and grocery prices are all going up, this Congress has basically done nothing except argue and play politics, and it's just a shame.
Maybe they really need a certain governor named Sarah Palin to go up there and show them how they could maybe increase their ratings by about 10%.
I enjoyed the two conventions and hearing what people had to say, but I was very impressed by Governor Palin. And I love the thought of she and John McCain going up to shake up Washington, because I've seen it, I've worked in it. It desperately needs shaking up. And I want the two that actually have a record of doing that